What we're going to cover today are questions that we see all the time. When I say all the time, 3 to 5 times a month. So after you, I've tried to give you some of the best tools I have. The table, which compares E, F, and G, that took 5 years to create. And a lot of associates over the years going back and tweaking it. It's in your materials. Anyhow, and I apologize for not having Heidi's name on the PowerPoint, one of those senior moments. Okay, let's see if I can do this right. Okay, numbers have been falling. We had as many as 22,000 children adopted from other countries coming into the United States around 2007. And last year, we were down to 6,408. How come?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. And we've worked in a lot of countries and have seen things open and close. As you may have heard, Russia closed their adoptions, and it was all a political decision, had nothing to do with protecting children. China reduced their outgoing adoptions when they were preparing to have the Olympics there, and now they are doing a lot of their placements in the country, which is great for those children. They're doing older child and special needs adoptions, however. So every country has had an ebb and flow, and most of them are ebbing right now. So one of the biggest things I've seen, I've traveled to a number of countries trying to help them become Hague compliant. Adoptions really started declining in the U.S. when the Hague inter-country adoption implementation occurred in 2008. So that's sort of a triggering time, and the goal of that was to improve adoptions and make sure there was no child trafficking involved with them, and that the U.S. agencies that were handling these adoptions were not just doing transactions, that these actually were agencies working with children and families long-term to make sure it was a good plan.